There really is no challenge I can see that is more important for us to address responsibly, thoughtfully, and most importantly, honestly, than climate change.
That didn't come from his talk at Harvard. No, my friends, he said that in Gillette. Here we go. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment of the program. From very high above, all the unobservant and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday. It should come as no surprise whatsoever that the Wyoming Republican Party passed a vote of no confidence against Mark Gordon. Mark Gordon, for all intents and purposes, has gone full circle to his time at leading the Sierra Club. He has 3 years left on his second term as Wyoming's governor and can't run again, so why not fully embrace his belief in the almighty climate change? In political terms, he didn't really waste any time after his second election in pushing his decarbonization of the West agenda. Publicly, that is. Before Governor Gordon's re-election, he was actually pretty careful in floating his climate change nonsense. Every once in a while, he would slip in the words climate change into an op-ed he'd written or into a speech he gave. But now, since he doesn't have to worry about getting re-elected, it would seem that all the cards are out on the table for everyone to see. Let me give you an example of how careful he was during his re-election campaign. On April 22nd of 2022, he gave a speech in Buffalo, Wyoming, announcing his re-election bid. There was only one line in the speech that referred to climate change. Here it is.
You know, I was shocked when we were going to reach out to Venezuela and say, would you help produce more oil so our consumers here? If you think that Venezuela cares as much about the environment as anyone in Wyoming, think again. Venezuela is not the friend of climate. Venezuela is not going to be the solution for climate change.
Now that was interesting. He was talking about energy security and how the Biden administration isn't a friend of our energy producers. And out of nowhere, he slips in the phrase climate change. Don't think that his reference to fantasy was just a slip of the tongue, because it wasn't. That speech was pre-written. In their never-ending adulation for Mark Gordon, the Wyoming media didn't even mention it. And why would they? Most of the people in the Wyoming press are climate change-believing Democrats. Not 2 months later, he published an op-ed in the Cowpie entitled, "The Energy Crisis of Tomorrow Can Be Averted Today." I talked about it 2 days later on the program. Here it is.
But there's more evidence that I'm right about this in Governor Mark Gordon's own words. To the Cowpie! Governor Mark Gordon wrote an op-ed on June 11th entitled, "The Energy Crisis of Tomorrow Can Be Averted Today." It really should be entitled, "I could have done something about this a couple of years ago." But anyway. In his op-ed piece, he's talking about rare earth minerals, but he says something super interesting, and I quote, and I want you to listen to this very carefully, quote, "Reaching net zero emissions globally by 2050 will require the United States to double down on carbon capture and clean energy technologies that cannot exist without critical and rare earth elements," end quote. The critical part of that is where he says, reaching net zero emissions globally by 2050 will require the United States to double down on carbon capture and clean energy technologies. One more little piece from his article. Quote, "As we grapple with the twin-headed monster of energy security and climate change, we must be strategic, end quote. Excuse me? The twin-headed monster of energy security and climate change? I think it's pretty clear that Governor Gordon believes that climate change is a real thing. More important than that, it seems to be a pattern. Now let's go back to where we started today's program. Here's the full quotation from Representative Mike Greer on the floor of the Wyoming State House of Representatives when he's talking about carbon capture.
If this just went to the wild, wild west, you know, we'd end up needing a $50 million appropriation, quite possibly for cleanup. But as we do this with the fee and with this clear monitoring and this understanding, we should be in a good position to be able to deal with it if a problem arises. Again, I still take the position of, oh, well, some CO2 got into the atmosphere. I just expended a whole lot here this afternoon.
That's the number one proponent of carbon capture in the Wyoming legislature. Well, at least he was. He's since retired. But even he is saying that all of this carbon capture stuff is pretty much bullcrap. And it's pretty clear to me where Governor Mark Gordon sits on that whole thing. You know, it's the twin-headed monster of energy security and climate change. Wow.
Wow, indeed. But none of this should surprise anyone. Mark Gordon has a history of donating to Democrat politicians, including Joe Biden's climate czar, John Kerry, in his run for the presidency. Though it seems like ages ago, Mark Gordon once sat on the board of the Sierra Club. He was their treasurer. And then there's this little gem, an article in High Country News dated June 18th of 2001 entitled, Dear Friends, and I quote, the meeting was a lively introduction for three new board members, Michelle Barlow, the Director of Environmental Quality and Justice for the Wyoming Outdoor Council. She drove down from Wyoming with Mark Gordon, who ranches near Buffalo, Wyoming, when he is not fighting coal bed methane development in the Powder River Basin. The former treasurer of the National Sierra Club said he's been deeply involved in public education in his community for the past few years. Quote, it's good to be back in the environmental movement, where things are easier. End quote. Fighting coal bed methane development in the Powder River Basin. You don't say. Evidently, zebras don't change their stripes, and 22 years later, Mark Gordon hasn't changed his either. Earlier in the program, I played you a soundbite of Mark Gordon's comments in Gillette a couple of months ago. Here's the full soundbite, and then we'll talk about it.
These visionary people recognize that there are really a couple of issues that are associated with decarbonizing the West, decarbonizing the globe. Excuse me. And they aren't necessarily completely linked. And so it takes a real degree of courage to understand that trying to shut down fossil fuels does not necessarily address decarbonizing. They are not synonymous. And in fact, they are two unique efforts. One, I think, is probably misguided. And the other, that is quite relevant to the issues that we see here. Over the last couple of years, we have had in Wyoming remarkable challenges from drought, from warm temperatures, and this year, despite the fact that globally the temperature has risen pretty remarkably, this has been the mildest and probably coldest and longest winter that this region has seen in a long time. There's also a difference between climate and weather, and those two things need to be understood as well. It is absolutely fantastic to have the opportunity to lead Western governors, which has a long tradition of looking at complicated issues and addressing them in a bipartisan and very thoughtful leadership fashion. Many of the initiatives that have come out of Western governors go on to make national policy relevant, go on to make real changes that are valuable for how we guide this nation forward. There really is no challenge I can see that is more important for us to address responsibly, thoughtfully, and most importantly, honestly, than climate change. And That is what this initiative is about. And I am thrilled that my partners on both sides of the aisle.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll get back to the program. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or maybe a roping arena or even a gigantic warehouse for your business, the two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. They are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do a much better job than anybody else. So it doesn't really matter what type of building you've been thinking about for your property. Give Nick and Jesse a call. Their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. The Gunrunner Auctions Gun of the Week is lot number one. It's a Kimber Raptor 2 in 45 auto. It's an unfired, gorgeous 1911 from the Kimber Custom Shop with a 5-inch barrel. It's got all stainless construction, night sights with a skeletized trigger. The double slide serrations make me just want to buy this thing right now. It's absolutely gorgeous. It comes with a factory hard box with the manual and all the paperwork. This is an amazing weapon, and it can be yours. It's lot number one at GunrunnerAuctions.com. And now, back to the program. There's a couple of really important things that Governor Gordon said there. Here's the first one.
And so it takes a real degree of courage to understand that trying to shut down fossil fuels does not necessarily address decarbonizing.
It doesn't necessarily address decarbonizing. It's really important to pay attention to the words that Governor Gordon uses, because when he says it doesn't necessarily address it, what he means is it is part of decarbonizing the West. Essentially, that's the exact same thing that he said during his talk at Harvard.
And I know what's happening on the environmental side. We've had several glaciers that have been delisted as glaciers in the West. It is clear that we have a warming climate. It is clear that carbon dioxide is a major contributor to that challenge. There is an urgency to addressing this issue. And it isn't going to be solved only by turning off fossil fuels.
Isn't going to be solved only by turning off fossil fuels, which means that it's going to include turning off fossil fuels. Word choice is very important, my friends. Politicians with speechwriters don't say words by happenstance. Unless, of course, that politician's name is Bill Henderson, that is.
Whoa, I think you got to stop and take a look at what you're doing here. I speak against this because it kind of reminds me of that fairy tale, Cinderella.
The truth is that climate change is a fairy tale, and all of these politicians that arrogantly say they're going to solve for the climate, well, they're living in it. And Mark Gordon is chief among them. And the only people that Mark Gordon is fooling are the Liz Cheney Democrat people who ride around thinking that they're Republicans. And he's certainly not fooling anyone in the Republican Party State Central Committee. There wasn't anyone against that vote of no confidence last Saturday. Here's the vote.
Governor Gordon's current path of accepting climate change and his goals of decarbonizing the West is counterproductive to the best interests of Wyoming. In closing, it is appropriate, timely, and for all the above reasons that we, the Wyoming GOP, pass this motion of no confidence, considering the Western Governors Association, which Governor Gordon chairs, is due to meet in Jackson, Wyoming, Monday, 6 November 2023. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further discussion on the motion? Further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of passing the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion has passed. Any other new business?
The amazing part of that is there were no votes on the resolution. That included more liberal counties like Teton, Natrona, Niobrara is not exactly the most conservative county, but not a single one of them said nay. However, none of that seems to matter to Mark Gordon. The day after the State Central Committee meeting, the CalPi published an article entitled "Gordon Doubles Down on Climate Change and Wyoming's Carbon Negative Goal." And I quote, "Despite a vote of no confidence from the state Republican Party, Governor Mark Gordon doubled down at Monday's Western Governors Association meeting in Jackson on his goal for Wyoming to become carbon negative." During a press conference held before the event, Gordon said there has been some confusion about what decarbonizing the West means. Quote, "It's about what we do about carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and how we move forward in an aggressive fashion really to address that issue and understanding how all energy sources have a place," the governor said. End quote. When the issue of the Bureau of Land Management's new resource management plan for Wyoming came up, it was not Mark Gordon who questioned the representatives from the Department of Interior. It was the Utah governor. Governor Spencer Cox said, and I quote, "As we try to work together on those preferred alternatives and a recommendation is made, sadly, we're used to having the preferred alternatives of a state ignored," he said. Cox said there is a perception from his constituents that these resource management plans are being finalized even without consideration for local input from local BLM office staff, with a preference given to the suggestions of donors, environmental agents, environmentalist groups, instead of people who are actually doing work on the ground. End quote. Now, I'm not suggesting that Governor Mark Gordon is in any way in favor of the BLM's resource management plan. The only thing I am saying, however, is that it wasn't Mark Gordon who questioned the representatives from the Department of Interior. Like Deb Holland, who said, quote, "The climate crisis threatens the very livability of many of the reasons we all cherish. Increasingly scarce water that feeds our fields and families," she said. "Once plentiful resources like the Colorado River Basin and ecosystems and habitats that are changing right before our eyes." End quote. Yeah, that was the exact quotation. That's exactly how Deb Holland speaks all of the time. In any case, it's very clear that Mark Gordon is and always has been a climate activist. The only reason you're seeing it now is he doesn't have to run for re-election. Well, that'll about do it for today's abbreviated installment of the program. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again on Saturday during Weekend Update. Don't forget to catch my live program, which begins every weekday morning at 9 a.m. on the Independence Network. Make sure to like and follow the program. That way you can be notified every single time there's a new episode of Cowboy State Politics. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.